And Mark Myers is with us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. Well, I tell you what, this last week was a rather good week for the markets. We saw the Dow down a little bit on Friday. It was only down about a point, but for the week, the market was up 1.3%. And so far for the year, the S&P 500 has gained 29%. Now, that makes companies in the S&P 500 worth $3.7 trillion more today than they were 12 months ago. Now, if you think our market went up nicely this year at 29%, look overseas at Japan at the Nike. They enjoyed their best annual performance in 41 years. That market is up 57% for the year. That makes 2013 the index's best annual performance since it jumped 92% back in 1972. Now, the market has done very, very well this past week, and that was mainly due to economic numbers we received. We got numbers for durable good orders, which durable goods are items that range anything from toasters to aircraft. We saw orders jump for those up 3.5% in November, and economists were looking for only a 2% increase. It was the largest increase we've seen since January. And we also saw U.S. consumer spending posted its largest increase in 5 months in November. Consumer spending rose about 0.5% in November after advancing about 0.4% in October. It was the seventh straight month of increases, and it matched economists' expectations. Now, consumer spending accounts for more than two-thirds of the United States economy. And we also saw the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell last week to the lowest level in nearly a month. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits decreased 42,000 to 338,000, and economists were looking for around 345,000. The unemployment rate dropped to a five-year low in November of 7%. Now, this last Saturday, we did see a lot of Americans lose their unemployment benefits. Some 1.3 million Americans are set to lose their unemployment benefits as federal emergency benefits created during the recession to supplement the benefits that state provides comes to an end. The cutoff will initially affect about 1.3 million, but 1.9 million more will lose their benefits by mid-2014 when their 26 weeks of state paychecks runs out. Now, individual stocks watch this morning. It is very, very quiet out there, but I am seeing Crocs, the shoemaker. That stock is up about 7% this morning as Blackstone Group, which is a private equity firm, took a 13% stake in the company, investing $200 million. And Cal-Maine Foods, which is the nation's largest egg producer, reported quarterly profit of $1.08 a share, and that is 3 cents above analyst expectations. Now, as far as the market is for a whole, it is virtually a very, very flat market. I think the Dow looks like it may open up around 2 points this morning.
All right, Mark, we appreciate your report. Will you be checking in with us tomorrow, too?
Yes, sir, we sure will be.
We'll look forward to it. Thank you.
Take care.
Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach with the update.